Here he is, girls. It's Leroy.
Hello, Horsey. Hello, Ferret.
Hi.
Right, I was just listening to her call, as I always do, and I noticed she said that Mayo is a capable defender in this division. Well, I very much disagree with that.
Well, okay. It is a game of opinions, Leroy, so you have had yours there, so far away.
Well, as a Payne fan, I expect to see, and I mean, especially on a day like today where I've travelled 35 hours to get to the ground, I expect to see my team playing.
Leroy, did you walk
35 hours in a day?
I wouldn't get to Carlisle if I walked in 35 hours. I'd be about halfway by then, I reckon.
Right, anyway, away, come on.
Anyway, I think he was clearly at fault for the third, and I think you can blame him for some of his marking on the other two. He also offers nothing in terms of starting attacks, and fullbacks are the players who can get the ball moving forwards, and providing you get a good ball down the line, you can put in crosses from there, and in the hope of scoring goals. But, I mean, he doesn't offer that, and coupled with El Abd on the other side, we're just not starting anything from there, so Kuipers has got to hit it long, and we know he has got a problem with his kicking, and, I mean, but that's another matter. Well, next point today, I've got another one, is Hammond. He needs to take off his captain's armband and replace them with swimming ones, because he's drowning out there.
Right. That's quite strong stuff there. You don't think Kerry's up to it now, and you think Dean Hammond, who you have had a history of saying naughty things on the radio.
I think I'll put that very nicely today.
Yes.
I use a bit of creativity, which is most unlike me.
So come on in, what's the solution? Who do you replace these players with then?
Okay, well obviously I don't feel we have got the players in our current squad to replace the players. So I mean, they're the best thing we can put in at the moment. But I mean, we do need to. Wilkins hasn't had a chance yet because he wasn't there in time for the transfer window. So, I mean, he's got to be the one who's trying to find the contacts. He's got to be trying to find the players if he wishes to keep the job long term.
I'm going to give you a scenario, Leroy.
Yeah.
Yeovil are going well. Chesterfield knocked Manchester City out of the cup. So the next two games are Yeovil and Manchester City. I wish they were Manchester City. Yeovil and Chesterfield.
Yeah.
What happens if we don't get a win in either of those games? Do you think the clock will be ticking for Dean Wilkins?
I don't know. I think, well, he's an inexperienced manager at this standard. And, I mean, he's never going to break through unless you give him a bit of a breaking in period. And, I mean,
needs a breaking in period. I think he needs at least until now, until Christmas.
He's a new professional manager. He's got a lot of new professional footballers in the youth side that he's bringing in. And I mean, this is a great chance for him to have a little breaking in period up until at least Christmas. And I mean, if he's not up to it then that's the time when you want to think about bringing someone else in, because he's got the January transfer window and he can bring in his own players with his new ideas.
Yeah, what you have to bear in mind is he's been in charge of 16 days. He's had 5 games. There has to have break periods for the players between those games. They have trained most of those days, but he hasn't had a gap between games to actually work on developing his style of football. He's been making slight changes here, slight changes there, trying to bring it along. But for me, and it's still 2 more games in the next 7 days, for me, we won't really see the Dean Wilkins style of football, the Dean Wilkins side, until he's had a month of proper gaps between games.
But that may be too late, because we've talked about, the problem is that Danny and Herb have talked about the whingers and the people that have a go. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing is, and you know as well as I do, that Dick Knight does listen to the fans, and if they start making noise, we could be up the gum tree.
This is true, but one other thing I want to make, Ian, as well, and that's also bringing into fact players' potential tiredness. I mean, we've had 5 games now, a win, a draw, a win, a very tough game itself, then, where we narrowly went down, and then today, I wasn't at the game today, we were here in the studio, so I don't know if the players looked tired or jaded at all, but again, 7 games in 22 days, that's going to take it out of most pros.
Leroy, have a safe journey home, my friend. Thank you very much.
5 days a week, and that's 5 days in 7 days, and if I underperformed at work, I'd be sacked. What can I just say also about the fans at the end of the game applauding the players off the pitch? I mean, we've all come up here a long way and we've not got what we deserved. I think we deserved a lot better today. I feel sorry for all the people, including myself, who We have to go all the way home now. That's going to take me another 35 hours.
Take care, Leroy. Have a safe journey home.
I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Thank you. That's Leroy going home, feeling sorry for himself.